Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
So many amazing things happening in Florida, Pennsylvania, California, Texas, Colorado, and other places. The Jesus track is being requested. In fact, people don't even have to request it anymore. We have the Jesus track page, and you can go there and with one click download the print ready PDF for both or either the English or the Spanish version of the Jesus track. It's a track that was written 30 years ago and said to be by many one of the most powerful, engaging gospel messages they've ever read. In fact, down here, we are almost finished passing out the first 1,000 of these Jesus tracts in Mexico in Spanish. And each one of the older I've gotten, the more of a concentrated effect that I've prayed and the Lord has led me to make with each individual, ministering the spoken word, las palabras de Dios in Espanol, and also giving them this Jesus track. But even if I didn't know one word in Spanish, giving people the Jesus track with a joy-filled smile and the love of Christ is making a huge impact. Probably many of us at times think that we're not eloquent, we might mess things up. As you grow, you gain more confidence in the Lord. As you learn the word, you're able to minister the truth, the fact that we've all sinned against God. Give them some of the Ten Commandments and let them admit it as you do with them, that they have sinned and that they are separated from God, and then preach Christ to them. It's just absolutely amazing what's going on among the saints of Christ. We're all agreeing that when we preach Jesus, something ignites in the individuals who are listening and hearing the Word of God. Notice John chapter 1, verse 9. The Bible says that Jesus lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And so that's John chapter 1 verse 9. And so when his body is ministering his holy name, the name of Jesus Christ, it connects, it ignites the source of life, that's Jesus Christ, John 1, with the life that he gave to the people that you're ministering to. It's absolutely amazing. Today, I just got finished ministering to a man named Jesus, of all names, right? So when you say Jesus Christ in Spanish, we're told that you should say Cristo, like Christ, or Jesucristo, because so many people are named Jesus down here. But this man, I'm going to post his picture. We've already put it on social media, and I want you to pray for Mr. Jesus. He was absolutely captivated, and while he was being ministered to, and I gave him a Jesus track and spoke the Word of God to him. And so after being ministered to extensively, and he turned down the food because he had already eaten, Jesus continued to comb and pore over the Jesus track. And I told him on the back that there's a prayer in Spanish that he can pray with all sincerity of heart and repentance and surrender his life to Christ, receive Christ, who died, was buried, and raised again from the dead for his justification. I'm not quite able to proficiently lead people to repent in prayer and surrender to Christ in Spanish, but maybe one day we'll be there. But we do have the prayer on the back of the Jesus track. And if people pray in repentance and faith, God is going to save him. We have his word on that. In fact, the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. So this man could hardly leave. He was so captivated by our Lord's gospel. as he pored intensely over the words of the Jesus track. And speaking of the Jesus track, there is a festival going on today. That's where I met Jesus, this guy I ministered to today, and gave him a Jesus track. And I noticed everybody setting up their booths, they sell most of its food and different things. Everybody down here buys and sells from one another. It's amazing, the community, the people of Mexico. And so there's already gathering a lot of people on the streets near me, and I'm going to be able to go out there tonight and possibly pass out most of the remaining Jesus tracks that we have here in Spanish. And I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a blessing. So much receptivity. It's very seldom. I mean, since I've been here for 3.5 months, I've probably seen 2 people, maybe 3, that did not allow me to give them a Jesus track out of literally hundreds of people. It's amazing. And so tonight at the Mercado, the market, I don't even know what they call it. I should know it by now, but I'm going to be able to pass out a whole lot more. Looking forward to being able to reach so many people with the good news of Jesus Christ. And it's good news because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we need to be saved by the Savior. Hallelujah. Also today, I met a guy named Can. He's from Venezuela. Him and his wife, we had a long talk. We're going to be getting together soon, and they received the Jesus track and also went to Amazon and looked up the Momentos, or Moments with Our Master book, also the authentic book in Spanish. And also we connected this guy, Can, that's his name, C-A-N, originally from Venezuela, as I mentioned earlier. We connected him with both Brother Daniel, who's up and running and doing ministry from the day he got saved about a month ago, and also with our new brother, Justin. I want y'all to continue to pray for Justin and Daniel, two of the cornerstone foundational guys here that have been saved in Mexico. In fact, Justin is now in Canada for the time being. He travels all over. He's from Australia. This is his home country. And our brother Daniel is from here and doing ministry from the first day he got saved here. And so we're connecting them so that they can continue to grow together in Christ. And also most of, or all of them, speak both English and Spanish. And so the network is growing of brothers and sisters in Christ who are fellowshipping and growing in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, learning the abiding life, a life of prayer, and being in the Word every day and living the crucified life. And also, to one degree or the other, every one of them is plugged into the podcast, where you get to automatically sent to you on any of the podcast platforms. If you just put in Safeguard Your Soul, no spaces, you're going to begin and then follow on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple, etc. Also, the website is a mega website, well over 2,000 posts. People are able to feed 24/7. It's accessible to them. So all of these platforms and things have been created over the years, through many decades, in order to be able to be available to help new believers. People get saved, and also most of it is for believers, so they can grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as they walk out or work out their salvation with fear and trembling. God is working in them both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And Jesus promised through the Apostle Paul that He was going to continue the good work He began in those He saves. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 and chapter 2 verse 12 and 13. And also, precious Fernando. This morning, this dear man named Fernando was in need. So, because you gave, this man was blessed to receive some coffee he had already eaten also, and the love of God in the form of the spoken word of God. He received some dinero, some money, and also a Jesus track. When I began to minister to him, he absolutely lit up. Just as we were talking earlier, something ignited in him, because Jesus is the one that gives all men life, John 1:9. And so when his name is spoken, it connects. In fact, Sister Karen Cochran said the following concerning this truth. She said, "This is exactly what happens when God's word and the name of Jesus Christ are spoken into the hearts of men. They become alive. It is a remarkable change to witness. They are brought out of darkness into His marvelous light. Ecclesiastes 3:11, she continues, says that God has set eternity into the hearts of men, and so they're all longing for eternal life. They have a deep emptiness that only God can fill. Many try filling this emptiness or their emptiness in other ways, but it will never work. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ can fill that hunger, and that is the way God intended it to be, unquote. That is absolutely true. It's interesting that she wrote that, because I was thinking earlier about how so many people around us are simply waiting to hear the Word of God. That's all. They're just waiting to hear the Word of God. Now, we obviously, especially in America and in the Western world per se, know that there's so many who are hardened against the gospel. And by the way, God is not begging anybody to come into His kingdom. In fact, evangelist once said, and I agree with it, no one deserves to hear the gospel twice until everybody has heard it once. Amen. As a point there, God isn't chasing anybody down. We all need Him. He doesn't need us. Anyway, so people are just waiting for somebody with the love of God, first and foremost, to minister to them. It's amazing how they respond, just like Justin responded. I was on the phone with Brother Bill Wegener, and I came across this guy in the central part of Querétaro here as I was walking, and I said, "Hey, man, where are you from?" And he's from Australia. And you remember, if you just put the word Justin in the search box on safeguardyoursoul.com, you'll see how he got saved, and he's now growing in Christ. We talk every day, and God is continuing the good work He began in Justin. You might recall, he's from Australia, and I began to minister to him, and I went to walk away after extensively preaching the gospel to him, and something just had me turn back and say, "Justin, is there any reason why you couldn't repent and receive Christ right now?" And he not only said affirmatively and immediately, "Yes," or "No, there's no reason why I shouldn't repent and receive Christ now." He actually stepped toward me. He was clinging to the message and to me as his point of contact, and we prayed together, and he prayed in repentance and began to cry, full-grown man. And later that day, I believe it was, or even right there after that, he told me, he said, "Yesterday I told the Lord that I am going to seek your face for the next 6 days." That's why, a part of the reason why he had come to Mexico, I believe. But Justin is one such person that clearly demonstrates that so many, and that's what we're finding down here especially, so many are so open, so ready. It's rare that you give somebody a tract and tell them Jesus loves them and died for their sins. Whatever you share with them, it's rare that they don't stop and face you and want to hear more about this amazing Savior, Jesus Christ. We should be reminded, saints, that Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." So we can be assured that one way or the other, God's will is going to be fulfilled as we obey Him by sowing the seed of the Word of God. Remember, too, also, you and I did not save ourselves. We can't save ourselves. Jesus did that. And so we should relinquish any false obligation that somehow we need to go save anybody. We can't save anybody. We didn't die on the cross for anybody. It wouldn't have counted anyway because we have contaminated blood from Adam's sin. So keep that in mind and just pray that God will make you whole from the inside out, will fill you with His Holy Ghost, and will use you mightily. Jesus said, "But you shall receive power after," not before, "but after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses." Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Are you, my friend, baptized with the Holy Ghost? That is a gift for everybody who's already saved. It's going to empower you, He is, to do His work, and it's going to be a turbo gear shift upward. I can tell you by experience that your boldness and the power of the Spirit is going to immediately kick in. God wants to use you if you're His. So Paul says, "I have planted." Paul didn't say he saved anybody. In fact, he's going to tell you who saves people. the only one, in just a minute. 1 Corinthians 3, 6-9. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. I'm sorry, wait. Who gave the increase? Who saved the soul after one witness planted and the other watered? God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Are you laying up treasure in heaven by being a witness for Jesus, friend? Verse 9, for we are laborers together. We're not alone. Jesus said, lo, I am with you even unto the end of the world. After he had commanded us to go and teach his word. The end of the book of Matthew. For we are laborers together with God. That's you and I. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. So, we're going to have another 1,000 or 1,500, depending on what kind of money comes in, of the Jesus tract printed in Spanish. We're almost through with the first 1,000 already, and with very much care and prayer, your prayers and ours, mine, these tracts have been handed out with a full-blown spoken word witness to the people that have been handed out to. Also, we read in Romans chapter 10, beginning at verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, in the past, I've heard people say, well, it's not that easy. Well, yes, it sure is that easy. How easy was it for the thief on the cross to say, Lord, remember me? I'm sorry. What? That was his sinner's prayer, if you will. And Jesus said, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. God doesn't make it difficult. We need to stop making salvation difficult. Notice in verse 13, he says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So you telling me if a plane is going to crash and the people on that plane or somebody on that plane says, Jesus, save me, please, with a sincere heart, Jesus isn't going to save them? I believe we might be reading two different books if you don't believe Jesus is going to save them. Well, brother, they got to go through a sincere, absolute repentance session and prayer. No, they don't. God sees the hearts of all men, and that repentance can come in an instant as it did for the thief on the cross. Calling out to Jesus, God didn't send his only begotten son into the world to die, be buried, and raised again from the dead to then make it difficult for people to get saved. Now, personally, you see the prayer on the back of the Jesus tract. You see the prayers that we put on safeguardyoursoul.com. You see the thoroughness, the biblical content, and not the little quick fake prayers that we hear some false teachers put out there. No, they are bringing all the way down to how evil we are and repentance and then believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we pray with people, there's a full intent for them to confess that they are a sinner. They are separated from God. They have lied. They have stolen. They've committed adultery. They've coveted. They have not honored their parents, on and on, the Ten Commandments. So I don't mean to be flippant or trivialize this, but I also believe we need to keep in mind that God isn't trying to make it hard for anybody to come into his kingdom. And I believe his word clearly points that out, as we pointed out with the thief on the cross. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. That's all it took. Because God saw he had a sincere heart. In fact, he was defending Jesus to the unbelieving thief that flanked Jesus also. If you recall, for example, at the end of the book of Luke, if you read that again. So notice here, Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, this is the essence of believing on Jesus. Acts 16, 31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. They have to speak it out. That's what the thief on the cross said. He spoke it out. Lord, remember me. He called on the Lord and he was saved. He believed on the Lord in his last dying breaths. And he's now and been with Jesus for 2,000 years. Amen. He's as saved as you and I are. For The scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Verse 12, Romans 10, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach the preachers except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. As we see transpiring before us, it's very obvious that God is orchestrating the steps of his people, and each of us who are participating in one or more ways in the Great Commission of reaching to people all over America with the Jesus Track and with numerous other ministry exploits and ways, and all over the world through the website, and now we're on the ground in Mexico daily ministering to the beautiful people of this amazing nation. We're all getting a chance to participate. How shall the lost hear except the preachers be sent, as what we read here in Romans chapter 10. And how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of those who preach the good news, the gospel of peace, that is peace between God and man, whereas previously born after Adam, we're separated from God in our sins, and we bring the glad tidings of the good things. And it doesn't matter if that's all you're doing, if you're praying and giving, if you're praying, giving, and actually executing the Great Commission. I think we could all do all of them, but I'm going to leave that between the individual and the Lord. Jesus made it clear that we're all going to be rewarded. 1 Samuel 30, verse 24 is one of the places we see that truth. We see where he says, for who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part is that goeth down to the battle. In other words, in a war, there's frontliners. In the Marine Corps, we had the 0311 grunts. Those are some bad dudes. They are in the foxhole, in the trenches, battling the enemy. Now, warfare has taken on a little bit different way that we go about it now with technology, but you'll probably perhaps always have some use for the grunts. So he's saying here, but as his part is that goeth down to the battle, I mean frontliner, like David facing Goliath, so shall his part be that tarrieth by the stuff. They shall part alike. Don't you just love how balanced, just, and fair, and benevolent God is? He's going to reward every one of his people who participates. It doesn't matter if they're the frontliner. It doesn't matter if they're sincerely crying out to God for souls to be saved and for the ministers that he's sending forth to bring this good news, these glad tidings that Christ has come and made peace between God and men. If you're praying for them to be anointed full of the Spirit and blessed and led by the Lord, and for people to get saved through their lives, if you're funding the ministry, if you're giving, like right now, we're going to need about, might as well get, I don't know, 2,500 of these Jesus tracks printed in Spanish, because some of the people that are getting saved are actually taking supplies. We're going to need to resupply them. It depends on how much money comes in. We're going to be able to print our next batch and supply of these Jesus tracks. And I would say that's got to be 100-fold kingdom impact is what my guess would be. God knows, because these are being received, the gospel is, by people that are absolutely hungering for the Lord, as we spoke a little bit about later. Now, Jesus also said, and it's written in John chapter 4, verse 36, Jesus said this, beginning in verse 34, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Now, that's Jesus' statement, and it goes along with what he said, and it's recorded in Luke 2:49. I must be about my Father's business. So let me stop right here and say, my beloved friend in Christ, are you willing to perhaps say today, get alone with God, maybe shut this podcast off and just say, Lord, I want to be about your business. My meat, my whole life is to do your will, not mine. Not my will, but thine be done. Lord, I must be about my Father's business, dear Lord. Let it be from this moment forward in Jesus' name. Amen. Ask Him to fill you with His Holy Spirit. I don't believe you can be a true Christian and not want more of the Holy Spirit personally. So if we're not engrossed in the Father's business, in the great commission that Jesus gave us, that we're talking about here in this message and many others on SaveCardYourSoul.com. In fact, we have a great commission category, right side, click down category menu, just hit G and look up great commission category on SaveCardYourSoul.com, and that's going to be on the desktop version. So if we're not truly engrossed in the Great Commission, we don't have our hand on the plow. Jesus said, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. It seems to indicate that if you are executing prayer, giving, and preaching, however you're doing it, sharing gospel tracts, if you're executing the Great Commission, I'm just going to say as a man from reading the Bible myself, that seems to be the indication that you're truly Christ's son or daughter. I mean, I can't fathom that you're ready for heaven if you're just living this consumerism lifestyle. I mean, after all, you go to church each Sunday. You've been deceived. You've been completely hoodwinked. If you're not actively obeying God, Jesus sent us on a mission. That's why we call it the Great Commission. We're doing it with Him. He started it, and now we are allowed the opportunity to participate in finishing it. And He's doing that through us, because He said, lo, I am with you even unto the end of the world to do this mission. So if we're not engrossed in the Great Commission, are we not wasting our lives? Listen, if you go to some church that is not engrossed in the Great Commission, they're only trying to perpetuate their own existence, you need to run for your life and get away. Whatever it takes to get on fire for Jesus. By the way, scheduling a day of fasting and prayer every week is going to help you greatly. So are we wasting our lives, or are we about the Father's business of the Great Commission? It's either one or the other. I want to encourage you also to read the end of each of the four Gospels. Pour over the Great Commission words of the Lord Jesus. So John 4, Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. That sounds to me the declaration and the life and the fruit of everyone who is truly in Christ and obeying Him. We've been taught that we get saved and then we just go to church after that. We get water baptized and ask God to fill us with His Spirit. But where is the evangelism? What has the modern church produced? Almost nothing. Virtually all that are being produced out of it, the fruit of it, is counterfeits. How many people do you personally know that are doing the Great Commission? That's what the body of Christ is doing. Man, that makes you take a step back and say, wow, Jesus was not kidding when He says, straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Right after that, He said, beware of false prophets. You'll know them by their fruit. Then He says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Are you doing the will of God? Well, brother, I don't want to hear it. If it doesn't pertain to literally being engaged in prayer, giving, and action of the Great Commission, you're not in the will of God. I love you. I don't care if you run. I'm not going to stand before God having lied to you and made you feel comfortable in your lukewarmness. You're going to hell. Revelation 3, 15 and 16. Oh, brother, I'm a card-carrying member of the body of Christ. I've been bought by the blood. I don't want to hear it. It's all a bunch of foolishness if you're not obeying God. The Bible says, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. How about Titus chapter 1, verse 16? They profess that they know God, but in works, in what? In works. The works aren't saving you, but it's proof that you really are walking with Jesus in an abiding relationship. You got fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. John 15. You can't say you're walking with Jesus because you have a church attendance, churchianity relationship, quote unquote, with God, which is not a relationship at all. If you're not obeying Jesus' Great Commission, what's going on? Well, the good news is that you're hearing this message on this side, on the top of the earth, instead of under it in hell, and you can repent. Notice, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. If that's not your declaration that you're here on this earth to please God and not yourself, you definitely need to repent. and declare, Lord, not my will but thine be done. I am crucified with Christ from this moment on. That'd be a great scripture for every one of us to declare every day. Galatians 2:20. Are we ashamed of our Lord Jesus Christ? Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Amen. Jesus said, Luke 12:8 and 9, and I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. Notice that there is a condition to the promise of being confessed before the angels of God, and that's to confess Jesus. Somebody once said that the only thing on earth that you have to give away to keep is the gospel. Think about it. Whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me or does not confess me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. Luke 12, verse 8 and 9. Jesus then says, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white. They're ready to harvest. That's exactly what we were talking about earlier. There are so many people all around every one of us that are just waiting for somebody to open up the conversation, to make the simple loving gesture full of the Holy Spirit. That means full of the fruit of the Spirit, the love, joy, and peace of Christ, to reach out to them. You might not lead all of them to Christ on the spot, but you're making that difference. And let me let you in on a little bit of powerful secret here, that they have no one else, none, not one, the world over, around them, who have the love, joy, and peace that Christ alone can give, except you and I. Think about it. You are a powerful force from heaven if you're a crucified saint of Christ who's full of the Holy Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit. You are a weapon in the hands of a mighty God who sent his only begotten Son to die for these very people that you're putting your arm around, you're reaching out to, you're there to help them, you're being a blessing. Show the love of Christ. Jesus is coming. So the fields are already white, ready to harvest. So anything in your mind that is somehow saying, wait a minute, let's put this off, or nope, that's not of God at all. Don't say the harvest is coming in the future. It's already here. Look out among you. Look from where you are around you and lift up your eyes. Look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. That's Christ's words. And he that reapeth, little incentive here, I didn't write this, I'm just reading it. John 4:36, for he that reapeth receiveth wages. Remember Paul said that he watered and Apollos watered. He said, I have planted and Apollos watered, but God gave the increase, there in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Are you seeing a picture here, my friend? Let's finish here. We're going to close this message momentarily. We're in John 4. For he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto eternal life. How many people know that everybody's fruit is not going to be the same in eternity? Some people are going to have a bigger mansion, if you will. I don't know exactly how that's going to play out, but we do know that there are levels, if you will. There's going to be a receiving, a reaping. We see that throughout Scripture based on what you sowed on earth. If we get a mere iota of revelation of this truth, which is all over Scripture, it's going to cause some people to take off running, to be able to say with Paul, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 that we are running in a race, if you will. He gave this picture. He says in verse 24, 1 Corinthians 9, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? Do you not understand how track and field works? Paul used at least 3 sports. He didn't condemn any of them, by the way. He used at least 3 sports to illustrate spiritual truth, and this is one of them. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all? Everybody that's in it is running. But one, only one, receives the prize. So run that you may obtain. Amen. Run that you may obtain. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. So then he says in verse 37, for herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. By the way, sometimes you're going to be the one sowing it, the seed. Other times you're going to be the one that is reaping it. God, He's bringing them into the kingdom. He's bringing that increase, but He's going to use you and I. Listen, one of the things we need to pray, let's pray it now. Father, in the name of Jesus, make us consummate soul winners, something only You can do. Lord, we submit our spirit, soul, and body, our vessel that You gave us, to You right now in the name of Jesus. Sanctify our lives, fill us with Your presence, the Holy Ghost, and use us, O God, and make us consummate soul winners in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 38, I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. And He had just said that everybody's going to receive the same reward. One last text. It's going to be two verses. Psalm chapter 126, verse 5 and 6. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Those that prayerfully crying out to God to be used of God, sow in tears, that is, they're going to reap in joy. The reward of the soul winner, and for all obedience to God, prayer and otherwise, is going to be rewarded by God. He doesn't miss anything. We're to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Every single whispered prayer for that one lost soul, for that one believer, is going to be rewarded. Do we begin to get that? Let that saying sink down into our hearts, as Jesus said. I believe that's Luke 21:44. So they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, in other words, bringing the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, 1 Peter 1:23, shall doubtless, in other words, shall certainly come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves or his harvest with him. So if anybody, as we close here, would like to give so that we can get more Jesus tracts printed here in Mexico and all over the nation, we have other people that need help with that also. Many of you will recall how recently you guys gave and we were able to have the Jesus tracts printed in Pennsylvania with Brother Tom and Sister Karen, and also in California with Brother Glenn Langor. And also right now, Sister Terry and I have been discussing how we're going to get the tracts printed down there in Florida for her group that I'm able and blessed to preach to on Sunday mornings via technology. Wherever Sister Terry is, there's always going to be a lot of people getting saved, and then they want more. They want to grow. They want to grow as a Christian. And so she gathers them and I preach to them on Sunday morning. What a blessing. This is some fruitful ground, if you will, some rich soil, friends, and if you want to give to it, feel free. Safeguard your soul. Hit the donate or support button and give as you wish. We've got the laborers. They're growing by the day. They are bringing the good news. Now, some people listening to me are home-ridden, if you will, homebound. Many of you are praying. That is the most powerful thing anybody can do. Others of you can say, hey, I could give this amount or that amount. You can feel free to go to safeguardyoursoul.com and click on the donate button. We have numerous ways that you can give, including writing a check, money order, out to my name, or going through Zelle, and or just giving your credit card, PayPal, Cash App, etc. We will receive and put those funds to good use for the eternal glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering gathering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.